This is an ABC podcast.
Hello and welcome to CoronaCast Pacific. I'm Sonia DeMarcy. While testing has been one of the critical elements in the global effort to curb the spread of COVID-19, Dr. Eka Buadromo is a specialist pathologist working across the Pacific on the COVID response. She's the advisor for laboratory services with the Pacific community. On the line from Tonga, I asked her how important testing is to controlling COVID.
Very important, okay? Without testing, we probably would have allowed a lot of people with COVID very early in the days into our communities. And, you know, with our communities not being prepared to face COVID at the time, you know, it would have been devastating. The fact that we managed to put in good quality testing, like, you know, molecular testing and PCR, most of the countries had this test, say, early 2020, that, you know, gave us the ability to keep the cases that managed to come into the countries at bay and prevent spread into the community.
Now that there's community transmission in many, if not all, countries in the Pacific, mm-hmm. is testing still important? And if so, how do people know when they should be testing?
Yes, that's a very challenging question, and I'm facing that right now. Testing is still important in us determining how prevalent the disease is to confirm that there's community transmission. And then once it's out there, you know, we would like to test, especially cases that come from new places. In the hospital, we would like to test everybody who comes into the hospital because we want to segregate people according to their status. We have a lot of people who have comorbidity. They can easily die as a result of COVID. So we try to protect them as much as they can. You know, we kind of look at all the alternatives that are here. There are some cheaper version, not as expensive as molecular testing. Things like rapid antigen tests that we are starting to use a lot in the communities, in areas where there are a lot of community transmission.
Can you just give a very brief explanation of when you say molecular testing or when you say rapid antigen testing, what do you mean?
Molecular testing is actually a very high precision test. Okay? It targets the RNA or the genetic product of COVID. So once we detect that, we know that COVID is there. Right? Antigen testing, in that test, we look at the spike protein of COVID. Some target envelope proteins, various protein products of the virus. So out of the two, molecular test is the best. The detection, ability to detect presence of virus is a lot better with molecular testing as compared to antigen test.
Should people have any concerns? Should they be worried about testing? And if they test positive, what should they do?
It's good that we continue to worry about ourselves, especially when, you know, we know that we've been exposed to a lot of people. We do not know what their health status is like. They might be carrier of COVID. RAT testing at home. I know that these are now available in pharmacies almost everywhere. We can go out and get the cartridges and do our own test at home. That is good. And once you know you become positive, self-isolate, okay? Try and get care as much as you can. If you start to feel breathless or you feel that your symptoms are getting worse, there is also one thing that we have to know. So we have seen some cases in which the RAT is actually negative, and yet when we do PCR, they have very high viral load on PCR. So if you feel the symptoms, your RAT is still negative, please consult one of your clinicians or a GP out there and get yourself to have a PCR test.
And that was Dr. Eka Buadromo, an advisor for laboratory services with the Pacific community. I'm Sonia DeMarcy, and you've been listening to CoronaCast Pacific.